pipelines, pancakes, and a push for Canadian prosperity. So here's what went down at the Calgary Stampede. Beyond the cowboy hats and pancakes, Alberta Premier, Danielle Smith, and Ontario. Premier Doug Ford signed a pair of non-binding memorandums of understanding to support new pipelines and a railway to the Ring of Fire, a mineral-rich region in northern Ontario. Now, this wasn't just symbolism. The memorandums signal an intent to build energy corridors, including oil and natural gas pipelines connecting Alberta to Ontario. Construct a railway to tap into Ontario's critical mineral supply. Doug Ford said, "We need to unleash the opportunities, no matter if it's the great oil here in Alberta or the critical minerals of the energy that we have in Ontario. The door is open. We need to go through that door and tell the world Canada is open for business." That sounds promising, but we've seen this movie before. Let's rewind the tape. About 15 years ago, Dalton McGuinty and John Charest flew to Copenhagen to stand in front of every TV camera they could find, not to promote Canada, but to bash Alberta's oil sands. In front of a global audience, they threw Alberta's economy under the bus to score cheap environmental points. That's the kind of interprovincial cooperation we used to get. It will take a while to regain Albertans' trust. Fast forward to today, and it's nice to see the rhetoric is shifting. Now we're talking pipelines, minerals, and actual nation building. But talk is cheap. That's why Danielle Smith deserves credit. Not for flipping pancakes or knowing which end of the cowboy hat faces forward, but for doing the real work behind the scenes. Diplomacy, strategy, and building relationships that actually move the needle. At yesterday's Stampede breakfast, I saw American senators, members of Congress, and U.S. officials mingling with Alberta business leaders. That's not by accident. Smith knows Canada can't keep relying on America as our only energy customer, but that shift takes time. She's still lobbying hard to get a Trump administration to scrap damaging tariffs and open real energy trade again. Meanwhile, Mark Carney told the Calgary Herald, "It's highly likely a pipeline might land on his list of nation-building projects." Sure, but as Smith bluntly put it, there'll be a moment when the rubber hits the road. You can only talk the talk for so long before you start putting some real action around it. Exactly. Pierre Poilievre is right. Until we repeal the No More Pipelines Bill, C-69, and lift the oil tanker ban off BC's coast, this country's energy sector is still handcuffed. And while BC's David Eby may grumble, if vote-rich Ontario signs on, Carney isn't likely to lose sleep over what BC thinks. Bottom line, we need pipelines, railways, and trade corridors that serve every region. We need real federal leadership, not political theater. And we need premiers who do more than make noise. They make moves. I want to see every province thrive with the resources God placed beneath their feet. Whether it's Alberta's oil, Ontario's minerals, Quebec's hydro, or Saskatchewan's potash and uranium. This is a blessed country. Let's act like it. Side note, Doug Ford may want to rebrand the Ring of Fire. I know the name came from a prospector who loved Johnny Cash, but let's be honest, it sounds like an environmental disaster already in progress. Canada is open for business, if we choose to be.